All right, Joshua chapter 1. We're going to read two or three verses. I have a subject that the Holy Spirit has given me that I think is very important. As a matter of fact, I don't just think it's very important. Over the years, I have used this and for an example, as an apostle, I've had good success from a small country town. Manifestation and demonstrations of the Spirit. Very good success. Prosperous and good success. So he wants me as an apostle and a prophet to impart these things to you as the years go by in our connection. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 through 8, or through 9. Verse 6 through 9. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Verse 7 says, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Now, right in that verse, I was going on to read. But notice what he says. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law. Now, watch. Which Moses, who had the experience, who had the manifestation, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left. And notice what he said at the end of the seventh verse. That you may prosper wherever you go. That's what he's saying about Moses. And he's saying it to Joshua. The eighth verse now is a spiritual application that produced revelation and manifestation like never before. We're going to deal with this morning. The eighth verse says, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. But then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. It's a powerful verse. Then he said, have not I commanded you, be strong, be of good courage, be not afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now I'm going to give you some points that I've worked over the years that have manifested really in my ministry and in my life. And I'm going to deal with you this morning about the divine effects that meditation had on your ministry. The divine effects that meditation has on your ministry. As ministers of the gospel, meditation is a hero clad. In other words, meditation deal with relationship, it deal with revelation. It is so powerful when you spend time just soaking in the word and let the word soak you in. It will cause you to always function, listen to this now, meditation will cause you to always function in the clear presence of God. Hallelujah. Always function in the clear presence of God. In other words, you're not going out with something you memorized or something you read somewhere else, but the intimacy and the manifesting of God himself when you speak. Listen to this. You will be plowing, P-L-O-W-I-N-G, in the mind of and will of God from meditation. That's what he's telling Joshua. Do the spiritual harvest. You will call out the people, will be supernatural. In other words, there are spiritual harvests in the people you ministering to. You have to be deep enough in God when you minister to call that harvest out, or to call that harvest where they can see in the revelation, call that harvest where they can see in you and your ministry and your progressive system, because you got to manifest in order to teach. So the spiritual harvest, you will call out the people because of meditation, will be supernatural. Because meditating is entering into the realm of the spirit at the dimension of the supernatural. I'm instructed by the Holy Spirit to take you deeper by meditation and by, look at this now, meditation and by manifestation. He who meditates must manifest, because you're in another realm. You're in the realm of God, you're in the realm of the supernatural, you're in the realm of miracles, signs, and wonders. I don't want us just going through the motion of ministry, getting a little outline and preaching it, and don't have the result that we should get. That's been going on too long. And our connection is the Abrahamic connection. What I manifest, you should manifest. Even though I had to have this experience over 51 years, I keep telling you about it, from scratch, from nothing, from zero, from knowing nothing, from ignorance. But I kept plowing and kept seeking, got connected to my spiritual father, and it brought some things out. So I'm instructed by the Holy Spirit to take you deeper by meditation and by manifestation. And then it got three other words here that the meditation will do for you: your attitude, your gratitude, and your magnitude. All right. Now, so we're talking about the divine effect that meditation has on your ministry. See, it's two things that has enhanced or advanced my ministry: praying in the spirit and meditation. Those are the two most dynamic aspects of functioning in a powerful anointed revelations of God. Praying in the spirit, Paul said, I pray in the spirit more than y'all. And here in Joshua, God is telling Joshua how to walk in Moses' footsteps and how to be on top of things in the spirit. So for number one under this teaching, listen to these divine instructions. Instruction is full. We just read chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, those were divine instruction. And then put in your note Psalm 1:1-3, because that is another aspect of meditation there that will always cause you to prosper. They might turn to it. Psalm 1. You knew it, but we're going to a place now that I want you to go deeper and go farther in, because I know what it had done for my ministry over the years. I had to learn how to do it, but I am to sit down and meditate with God every day. And as I say, sometimes he just jump out on you when you meditate, and then just smear you with insight that you did not know. Stick with me. I'm looking. Stick with me. Preacher need to be to know how to find the psalm. Psalm. But we heard these scriptures before, but I want to give the Holy Spirit the opportunity in his impartation to speak beyond what we know. Hallelujah. Psalm 1. It's another powerful meditation here. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. I got one of my study Bibles. Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. That the word meditate. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever, and listen to this, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. So we're talking about prospering ministry. Your apostle function in a prosperous ministry. Now, when you say prosper, don't think about money first. I'm talking about anointing. I'm talking about being in the spirit. I'm talking about being in peace. I'm talking about being attacked and you don't know nobody on your back. Because you just function in the spirit daily. So these two divine instructions in Joshua 1:6-8 and Psalm 1:1-3 is telling about how to have successful ministry, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what state you're in, no matter what anybody try to set up against you, they cannot stop you. So divine instruction comes from meditating of the word, not reading somebody else's book. I read thousands of books, but it's you and God, and you sitting there with him and soaking in to his presence and to his revelation. Number two, get ready for increased revelation, prosperity, and good success in your ministry as you follow impartation wisdom. I would call this impartation wisdom. I don't care how it sounds, I don't care how you feel. The manifestation the result that it had brought is serious, and the call for me as your apostle and prophet is to share these things with you. Let me read this again, and I want you to hear it. I don't care what's been blocking you, what's been stopping you, what's been holding you at a certain level, probably your thinking, and I want to change your thinking. Get ready for increase, revelation. Get ready for prosperity. Get ready for good success in your ministry as you follow impartation wisdom. And the scripture for that is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 3 through 10. The Apostle Paul, that's an apostolic insight that Paul has given the church at Corinth. Ministers need to catch this. I caught this many years ago. That is one of the most powerful insights of ministry that you'll run in the Bible. Apostolic insight on ministry in the Word of God. Then, 1 Corinthians 2, Paul lays out his form of ministry. And if you catch a hold of it, it includes meditation, because he couldn't do it unless he was a meditator. So in 1 Corinthians 2, I just want to read a part of this because I need to read the whole thing. The first verse says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." See, a lot of times we got these good little subjects and we feel good about them. We got 4 or 5 points, but don't have no anointing on it. I know it make you angry. Who do you think he is? I'm not thinking who I am. I know who I am. I'm sharing with you. The Lord says to share with you. Everybody connected is supposed to increase, manifest, demonstrate. Paul said in the second verse, "For I'm telling you not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, look at this, in fear, and in much trembling." You know, when I first went to Madison Square Garden, went to Kenneth Hagin and different large ministries in fear and trembling, I think David can remember one time I preached, and a lady said, I want everybody to lay a hand on all black folks in here, so we get the curse off and get them. I don't know what exactly she said. To get them in play. I went back up there and took that mic, and I said, nobody better not lay a hand on nobody up in here. I just preach money coming, just preach how blessed I am, and you're going to ask people to lay a hand on black folk. Black folks are not cursed. I think David was there. I think Patrick was there. It was a day. I know Leroy Jr. was there. Paul said in the fourth verse, and my speech and my preaching was not been persuasive words of human wisdom. See, when you meditate, you're going to the, but in the demonstrating of the spirit and of power. So the people of faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That is so important. Let me read that one again. Get ready for increase in your ministry, in your life, revelation, prosperity, and good success. Increase, revelation, prosperity, and good success. That's what we're talking about in this meditative form we're talking about. Number three, the glory of God is circling or circling around your ministry now, ready to take you into a deeper apostolic and prophetic anointing. I write this down, Acts 20, 27 through 32, when the apostle ministered to the minister, told him what to do and what not to do. Now, let me touch an issue here. I had one of the MBBs to call one of our girls, who's a pastor. I watch y'all program, see what y'all doing. And she put on that she's an apostle. Okay, I have nothing against that. But first of all, when you think you're an apostle or thank God to call you an apostle, you need to contact me if I'm going to be your apostle so I can judge it. I don't care what nobody else say. I don't care who laid a hand on you. I don't care what your dream. It need to be judged because when I first started this, I had one of my sons wearing the title of apostle. He took it off completely, and he is a profound teacher. And God may call him in the days to come. But he needs to see something, hear something, understand something. So all of y'all who are part of FMA, don't be wearing these titles. These titles can destroy you. I'm telling you, I was scared of it. I left it alone. I'm probably 10, 20 years late in stepping into it because I wasn't looking for it. I'm not looking for it on top. So you have to make sure. Paul points out throughout the scripture, I'm called by God. You got to make sure it's God, because Satan will set you up. If Satan gets you to wear a title that you're not up to par for, your ministry dead right there. It's old. Your ministry is old. Satan will destroy your ministry with a title. So, overseer is there not to be a pastor to you. A pastor, spirit out an apostle and anointed, cater to people. I'm not catering to you for nothing. I want to make sure that you're making the right move. Do you have the experience? Do you have the evidence, et cetera, to stand in the office of an apostle or prophet? It's very important. I would like for you to check with your MVB. If you think God is putting you in that position, and the boys are qualified, they know how to talk to you, or they'll call the apostle, and we'll get together with you and make sure we're doing the right thing. Don't want to hold nobody back. Don't want to stop nobody. But I don't want nobody to get into something that Satan can begin to destroy their ministry. And I don't know why they're going down and why they're going through this stuff. But y'all be careful with that and make sure you check with your MVB. That's number four. I give you the glory of God second around your ministry. Acts 20, 27 through 32, where the apostle gives them instruction, like I'm doing you. Number four, meditation is a supernatural trail leading into the present and mind and will and power of God. Meditation is a supernatural trail leading into the present and mind and will and power of God. And actually, there's one scripture I put there, Acts 1:8. It's just meditation is so powerful, and you want to be into that power. And Acts 1:8 reveals it. Number five, meditation puts you in a still position before God to your instruction without the traffic interruption. Look at Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10. This is very important this morning. I don't care how it sounds, how you feel. I have evidence before you. I'm looking out for you. I'm not trying to get nothing from you. So you just need to pay attention and need to ask your Holy Spirit to give you direction on these things. And some people, we don't advertise the LTMA too much, because I don't want some people in here. I don't want no clowns in here that's trying to make a show. I think you all have handled yourself well as a group of people and as your apostle. I'm real proud of where you've carried yourself, the dignity that you have, the respect that you have, the honor that you have. I believe all y'all are going to make it. Now, you say, I already made it, Reverend. No, I'm not talking about that. Come on, calm down. That's your problem. Calm down. There's so much more to learn. I mean, these 51 years of pounding the word every day of my life. This is no game. This is no Sunday school. It's a deeper walk with God. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nation. I will be exalted in the earth. Listen to this. Be still. And meditation steer you. And meditation makes you know I am God. And then meditation will enable you to exalt him among the nation and exalt him in the earth realm. Because you're just walking in a you're walking into a deeper transfer when you're meditating. So Psalm 46:10 is a verse you need to meditate. As a matter of fact, you need to meditate all these verses. And number six, new openings are coming. Whoa! Get ready. This is a prophecy he's given me for you this morning. You ready? New openings are coming. Get ready. New openings are coming. Hearing things you have not heard before. Seeing things you have not seen before. Doing things you have not experienced before. Riding on the back of the supernatural. The doors that have been closed on your ministry are ready to be opened now, step by step and leap by leap. Let me give you that again. I want to come out of my spirit because the Holy Ghost put it in my spirit while meditating for this meeting. I want you to hear it, because everywhere you've been blocked, every level you've been held at is over this morning. You just listen. Every breakthrough you need, I don't care whether it's memo-wise, financial-wise, man, I don't care what it is. Listen to what the Lord is saying to us this morning. New openings are coming. Oh, my. Oh, my. See, I'm receiving it too. Get ready. New openings are coming. Hearing things you have not heard before. Seeing things you have not seen before. Doing things you have not experienced before. Come on. Riding on the back of the supernatural. In other words, you here in this meeting, and the Lord says he's given us the insight and the right to ride on the back of the supernatural, and a lot of new things are going to start happening. A lot of new doors are going to be open. My goodness. He said, riding on the back of the supernatural, the doors that have been closed on your ministry are ready to be open. Now, step by step and leap by leap. Take that prophecy. Number seven, the privilege of connection must not be taken lightly. Meditate and see if you're fully connected. For if you're connected properly, you will get the same result and more. And a good scripture for that is Genesis. I always tell you about 12, 1 through 3. If you connect properly, you got to connect properly. Now, the MVBs are connected properly. You have to talk to them. When they minister to you, listen to what they're saying. Because that's why the MVB, they're connected properly. They got the respect. They got the honor. And they're getting the fruits. And everybody should be doing the same thing. So Genesis 12, 1 through 3 will do that for you. Meditation means fully present, spirit, soul, and senses. Putting yourself in position to be totally transformed into your divine nature. You write down there 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. I'm going to run a few things before you now. I've been gone about 25 minutes. I'm going to close in a minute. Listen very carefully. When you meditate the Bible, you're looking deeply into an inheritance. When you meditate the Bible, you're looking deeply into an inheritance. Revelation will flow. And you will know what to say and put on display. Meditation will make you strong and courageous. Now you'll be able to receive the inheritance and share inheriting wisdom properly. Notice the word be strong and be of good courage is mentioned twice in Joshua 1, 6 through 8. Speak the word of God day and night, but meditate before you speak it to others. Observing and doing what the word says. Meditation, of course, you do that. And these things I wrote as I prayed and prepared to impart to you. Make your way prosper and you'll have good success. Making withdrawals from your inheritance. You'll be all doing that all the time when you meditate. Now listen to this. Three or four more things I'm going to say to you. Don't meditate for information, but for increased relationship and revelation. See, Satan will give you try to get you some information. You don't want that. Don't meditate for information, but for increased relationship and revelation. See, now a lot of time, my brothers and sisters, we can find ourselves thinking we have the best message in the world, and all we have is information. It's lined up right, it's sound right, but it does not create an atmosphere of the anointing. Now then you're going to have somebody else speaking broccoli and look like they're not saying nothing, and they're actually imparting and releasing the anointing. Meditation is your supernatural source of unlimited increase of God's presence and wisdom. Listen to this. You can find this in my book. Meditation is your supernatural source of unlimited increase of God's presence and wisdom. Hallelujah. Meditation will change your thoughts to God's thoughts. Write down Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. Meditation will change your thought to God's thought. And then there's a scripture that I want to close with in Psalm 119. I think that'll be enough. Psalm 119, scripture I want to close with. That ain't no regular songs. He said, where are you going to get that song? Psalm, and I wrote down on my notes, look at this. Psalm 119:99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Meditation, as I say, meditation and praying in the Spirit are the two most forceful spiritual attraction of revelation than any other form. So prior to ministering this week, you will minister, many of y'all got pastors, you will minister, make sure when God give you instruction, you got your outline, you got your scripture, meditate those scriptures. Have your pen and write down what he said to you. When you meditate those scriptures, then impart, listen to me, impart those meditation to God's people. Because meditation revelations is God himself. A lot of time, I've seen it in my ministry earlier, but you get a lot of scriptures and you get a lot of points and you're putting them out, but it's not meditative insight and revelation. Half hour is long enough. Follow the instruction that I give you. You're going to come to a strong moment because of the strongness of our relationship and the my ministry. How can I say this, Lord? My ministry want to be a blessing to you, not a curse to you. So I'm not going to back off if I need to say something to you. Again, I want to say, don't wear those titles just because, see, the internet's about to mess us up. Don't wear them things, because what Satan do, Satan will put a title on you, and once he put that on you and you're not qualified for it, it's all over. So pray about it, and always give respect to check in so we can tell you yay or no, not right now, wait a little longer, or maybe go ahead. If you can produce enough evidence that you qualify for a higher office, we'll do it. But you can do it right where you are, because you got the apostolic and the prophetic anointing up on you. Use it. Use it. You don't have to jump to the tower, because I'm not in this tower because I jumped into it. It lagged for years and years and years. I mean, God's been trying to get my attention on it. So God bless you. Let me pray with you. And may deeper things happen in your ministry. Father, I just pray and thank you for this impartation with LTMA, all the members, different ministers and different ministries around the world. And that as these men and women have submitted themselves to leadership, they're here on the line. Right? The revelation and the insight and the anointing that was released this morning, let it be on their line. Whatever they're standing in need of right now, whatever promotion they need, whatever door they need to open in their lives, in their families, in their ministries, in their finances, in their health, whatever it may be, in their cities and states, I pronounce blessing upon all the churches that are under my leadership. I thank you for this morning. Thank you for this impartation. I call them blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.